Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Patrick Hughes, the CEO of Prairie Companies.
Routes that you and I wouldn't normally take, yeah. But, you know, trucking companies coming out of Joliet, Illinois would take it. Yeah. Is that eventually who your market is going to be?
Well, that might be a portion of it. I mean, you know, we view transportation as there's optionality in it, meaning it's not going to be our base load,
okay.
But we think that there's upside there. I mean, to speak specifically about it, this is a great place to do it because people come home to the same yard every night. The issue with it is that we need 15-liter engines, and they don't have one yet. Mm-hmm. And the 12-liter engine for the loads that we're hauling, our company owns, 70 trucks, and we would love to be using natural gas, but we need 15-liter engines. Cummins Westport had one in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. They've pushed it off for a while. So, again, I think we'll see that in the coming years.
I was going to bring that up. I interviewed Jerry Moyes, Swift Transportation, largest trucking company in the United States. They were working with Cummins to try to get an LNG fleet. Mm-hmm. He thought they'd be at 10% by the end of the year. They didn't even make 1% by the end of the year. This was last year. And he mentioned that they couldn't get over the Rocky Mountains. There just wasn't the horsepower. Right. Is that kind of what you're hearing too?
Same. I mean, you need, for the loads that we haul here, you need a lot of torque. And you need a 15-liter engine. And it's coming, but it's just not, everybody's feeling the effects of this downturn. And, looking in the rearview mirror, Cummins Westport saw it coming a long time before I did, I can tell you that. So kudos to them. But I think we'll see it. And, especially if fuel prices move a little higher. And, we've got really inexpensive diesel in our market today because of the investments other people have made in the area. So it's going to take some time to correct. But, we're in it for the long haul. We're not totally counting on, like I said, the transportation market. But, we see it as something positive in the future.
I think the natural gas market's going to have a little bit of a boom of itself here. And the reason I say that is if you look at our gas prices, our natural gas prices, that's about $3. China's at $8, $9, $10. Right. Great Britain is at $15 to $18.
Yeah.
Well, a whole bunch of Americans put natural gas furnaces over the last 5 years in their housing, and usually record low prices only have one place to go. That's up.
Yeah.
So if you see natural gas prices go up $1, all of a sudden a lot of energy companies are going to have some money to spend on science projects and in infrastructure. Is that out of line to say? Or
no, I think you're reading it right. I mean, a lot of it's a correlation with oil, the correlation with diesel, and how they trade together. So if you're counting on using natural gas, you really have to look at it as a discount to current fuels, i.e. diesel. And when they converge or they mean revert, it's hard to make money, and that's the situation we're in right now. But as it starts to widen back out, I think your point's well taken. I think you're going to see a resurgence of gas. I agree with you.
What's down the pipe for you guys over the next 5 years? What's your 5-year outlook?
5 years.
1 year.
That's more realistic.
5-year stay in business.
So, no, you know, that's more the shorter term. I mean, we went through it. I mean, I woke up prior to Christmas of this year, Jason, and I made a decision that we needed to make sure that we had the infrastructure, the liquidity, and the ability to stay in business for 2 years at the current level. So if you think back to January, you know, December, January, we were talking $35 oil. Mm-hmm. We've already seen a dramatic improvement. What do I see for a year? You know what I see? We're focused on selling out the production of our plant. And, you know, we do a lot of value-added services around our business, especially North Dakota LNG. But the reality of it is these are molecules. They're energy molecules, which means it's a commodity. And I've come to the conclusion that when you're in a commodity business, you have to participate in bad markets and you get to participate in good markets.
To listen to the full-length interview with Patrick Hughes, the CEO of Prairie Companies, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
99 years, don't come back here no more, no more, no more, said no more, won't you come back here no more.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com. The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
That judge said to me, him and him may forgive you. 99 years, don't come back here no more.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Oh,
the 99-year blues.